Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are really digging into something specific, but honestly, absolutely critical. It's the logistics of service of process in Louisiana.
That formal delivery of legal papers.
Exactly. If you're in any kind of legal situation, you know this isn't optional. Service of process, it's how the court gets jurisdiction, how someone officially knows they're being sued. It's fundamental due
Get
process.
it wrong, and your case just stops dead in the water.
Right. So we looked at a bunch of source materials about how one big statewide provider, Lafayette Process Servers LLC, they also go by Baton Rouge Process Servers, how they've built a system to handle this across, well, every single parish in Louisiana.
Quite a feat, geographically speaking.
Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission today isn't just to list services. We want to understand why their model, this centralized approach, seems to solve a major pain point for people dealing with Louisiana's legal landscape. Attorneys, businesses, even individuals.
That's the core of it. For you listening, the goal is to quickly see, the convenience, the actual geographic reach, and the specific steps you need to take if you use a professional server like this. We're basically looking at their business strategy for ensuring legal compliance gets done right.
Okay, so let's start with the problem they're solving. Louisiana has 64 parishes, right?
64.
And they're all distinct, different local rules, different population densities. In the past, if you had a case that involved, say, New Orleans and Lafayette and maybe Shreveport.
You were juggling multiple local process servers, three, maybe four different contacts, different invoices, different procedures. It was messy. Exactly. And the sources really frame this company as the answer to that kind of fragmentation. They handle the documents, they promise professionalism, reliability, care. Doesn't matter if you're a big law firm or just, one person filing a small claim.
So they've tried to replace that logistical guesswork with just one phone call, one point of contact.
That's the promise. A single source for the whole state.
That consolidation, it definitely addresses a major headache, especially for lawsuits crossing parish lines. But doesn't that create its own risks? Like, how do you ensure quality control is consistent everywhere?
Right.
Serving papers in downtown Metairie versus way out in, I don't know, Tensas Parish, those are totally different challenges.
That is the central challenge, yeah. And the sources suggest their strategy relies heavily on local know-how, vetted local experts. They aren't flying people around. They've built this proprietary network of servers who already live and work in those areas. That local knowledge, where the addresses are, the traffic, maybe even specific building access quirks, court nuances, that's supposedly how they manage the risk. It's centralized management, but the actual work is decentralized, boots on the ground.
I see. So it's efficiency from the top, but grounded in local expertise. That makes sense. And you see that urgency reflected in the types of service they offer too. It's not just get it there eventually.
No, definitely not.
They've got standard routine service. Sure, that's the baseline. But they specifically mention rush service and even same-day service.
Particularly in the big metro areas and the towns right around them.
And speed, well, in legal matters, speed can be everything. Missing a deadline is catastrophic.
And connecting that back, those different service speeds directly address the geographical issues, don't they?
How so?
Well, rush service costs more, obviously. But it exists because sometimes you have to overcome the time it takes to get somewhere, especially in a state like Louisiana, where driving end to end can take, what, 7, 8 hours?
Good point. It prices in the urgency needed to overcome distance. Okay, let's look at the actual network scope, not just reading a list, but sort of the strategy behind their coverage map.
Sure.
Their main office is in the Capital Region, Baton Rouge area, but they stress statewide coverage. So around Baton Rouge, you're dealing with government buildings. They mention zip codes near courts like 70802, 70817, but also residential areas spreading out to places like Zachary or Denham Springs, Perryville, Gonzales.
All right, so that's government, industry, suburbs. A real mix right there in the capital region.
Then shift over to Acadiana, centered on Lafayette. That seems like a different kind of logistical mix.
Yeah, you've got the business centers in Lafayette proper, I think 70501, 70508. But then you also need servers who can handle the more rural routes out towards Karen Crow, New Iberia, Opelousas, Abbeville.
So one minute you might be serving papers in an office tower, the next you're navigating a rural road somewhere.
Potentially, yeah. That's the kind of diverse terrain their network has to cover just within that one region.
And then there's the greater New Orleans metro. That's a density challenge of a whole different kind.
Absolutely.
They cover New Orleans itself, obviously citing zips like 70111, 70130, but look how much detail they give about the surrounding parishes. Metairie, Kenner, Gretna, Marrero, Harvey.
The whole West Bank, essentially.
And I noticed they specifically call out the North Shore, too, Slidell, Covington, Mandeville. Why that specific mention? Is crossing the lake a known bottleneck?
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. That Causeway Lake Pontchartrain train, it can be a major time factor.
Yeah.
By listing those North Shore cities specifically, they're signaling they have dedicated servers north of the lake.
Ah, got it.
So you're not waiting for someone stuck in New Orleans traffic to make the crossing. It covers that whole commuting legal community.
Makes sense. Okay, so beyond those big southern hubs, they also explicitly state they cover the rest of Louisiana.
Right. They list out the other key regions to show it's not just the southern part of the state.
Northwest Louisiana Shreveport, Bossier City, Southwest Lake Charles, Sulphur, Central Louisiana, Alexandria, Pineville, and the Northeast Monroe, West Monroe.
Basically hitting all corners.
The takeaway seems to be that even if your specific little town isn't named as a major hub,
the network is designed to reach it. The strategy is to overcome that parish-by-parish complexity by centralizing the intake and dispatch. They do the logistical heavy lifting for you.
Okay, so that's the what and where. Now, how do you actually use this system? Let's talk about getting the documents submitted.
Right, the practical steps.
It seems to center around a secure online portal they've set up. Looks like a pretty straightforward three-step process to get your papers into their workflow.
Designed for convenience, looks like.
Step one, select your documents. And they mention you can upload multiple files at once. Seems small, but for a law office with big case files, that's actually a nice efficiency touch.
Definitely saves time. No multiple uploads for one service request.
Step two, this is where you have to be precise. You enter the detail.
Crucial step.
Exactly. The full legal name of the person or company being served, the exact physical address for service, and then any special instructions, maybe gate codes, best times to attempt service, that sort of thing.
Yeah, accuracy here is non-negotiable. A bad address means failed service, wasted time, and money.
And then step three is basically just hit the submit button.
And that's your part done, initially.
Okay, but what happens next? On their end, and for the client?
This is where their business process kicks in. Immediately after you submit, you get two emails.
Two.
First, just a quick confirmation. Yep, we got your documents. System received them okay.
Peace of mind there.
Second, shortly after that, you get a prepaid invoice by email.
Ah, prepaid. That's interesting.
Yes, and this is key. They state that service only actually starts once that invoice is paid.
Got it. So they secure payment before deploying the server.
Especially important for those rush or same-day requests, you imagine. It covers their immediate resource allocation. They get the ball rolling once payment is confirmed.
Makes sense from a business perspective. And if you, the listener, run into questions during any of this.
They emphasize they're available 247. They list a phone number, 245-243-9669, and an email, service@LafayetteProcessServers.com.
And they also mention getting a free quote up front.
Right, so you can check the cost before you commit, which is helpful.
Okay, before we wrap up our look at this operational model, we really need to connect these procedural details back to the bigger legal picture.
Absolutely critical context here.
We've spent all this time talking about the system for sending legal papers.
But we have to pause and address what happens if you're the one receiving those papers.
Yes. The sources we reviewed include a standard but very important legal disclaimer. We have to highlight this.
So everything we've talked about, the statewide reach, how to upload documents, the different speeds of service. This is all general information about how a particular service provider works.
It is absolutely not legal advice. Cannot stress that enough.
Right. The crucial warning, the so what for you listening, is this. If you get served with legal papers, if you're the defendant,
time is almost certainly ticking. Critical deadlines are involved.
You cannot rely on general info like this discussion. You absolutely must talk to a qualified attorney immediately. Discuss your specific situation, your rights, your options, the deadlines for responding.
Couldn't agree more. Seek proper legal counsel.
And just for transparency, our analysis today, looking at their operations and their claims about coverage, it's based on their publicly available materials. We did some cross-referencing for geographic details using things like, you know, Louisiana Secretary of State data, do FPS zip code lookups, that kind of thing.
Okay, so let's synthesize the main takeaway for you, our listener. What we've analyzed here is really a shift in how legal logistics can be managed. It's moved beyond just finding a process server. It's about seeing how a centralized system, one that relies on a network of local experts, aims to give you streamlined, hopefully reliable service across every single Louisiana parish.
Cutting down the management hassle for the end user. That's the core benefit they're selling.
That efficiency, yeah.
Okay, so building on that, here's a final thought to chew on. Based on their structure and pricing, we know they emphasize timely, accurate service everywhere. So think about the real-world challenges. What specific logistical hurdles and maybe financial costs for the server themselves exist when operating way out in a remote, rural zip code compared to downtown New Orleans or Baton Rouge?
Yeah, the travel time, the fuel costs, maybe even difficulty finding addresses.
Exactly. And how much does that difference in operational difficulty and cost likely influence the price gap between their standard routine service and the expedited rush service? How do they make that pricing fair, but also viable across such a diverse state?
Something interesting to consider about the economics behind ensuring legal compliance reaches every corner.
Definitely something to mull over.